I guess for those that aren't familiar with where you have ended up, what are you doing now? You're doing some teaching and some educational work. What is the latest?
Well, that's true. I'm at Harvard University. We're at the Institute of Politics, John F. Kennedy School of Government. And I do a study group once a week for a couple hours, and I have office hours, 4 hours a week in office hours. And then I spend time speaking to other students, other parts of the school. I was at the law school here, speaking there, heading over to MIT next week to speak there about food safety and the Gulf oil spill. And then the week after that, I'm running up to New Hampshire Institute of Politics to be a guest speaker at a forum that night. So a lot of speaking engagements, everything from what's like being a congressman or the nitty-gritty about health care, which I've spoke quite a bit about. So it's been a great experience. It's nice and an honor to be out here at Harvard. This program ends the end of April, and we'll be back in Michigan more often.
Now, you were in Congress for so many years, and...
Well, you make him sound old when you do that.
Well,
come on now.
The question is, you know, obviously, I'm sure you miss being in the scrum, so to speak, but what is the big difference now? What is it that you're seeing that doing this now and occupying your time with that, what are the things you're needing to adjust to?
Well, you're right. I was young when I went into Congress. I'm old when I came out. I still find the issues fascinating in Congress. I watched the president's speech the other night on Libya. I miss a lot of the guys. I have all their email addresses. We go back and forth quite a bit. Try to get back down to Washington once in a while, get a chance to see them. I think more than anything, it's the issues and the interaction with the members. There's some great members there that I really enjoyed and are personal friends. I always found the issues fascinating.
I find it very enlightening here, former Congressman Mr. Stupak, that you refer to other congressmen and women as the guys. it does.
There was a group of us that hung out, and we always had a good time.
Well, I'm sure your life. I'm sure your life is a little less formal to a certain degree nowadays.
Well, it's great to be home and have weekends free. Mm. You can actually sit down and read the newspaper and not be interrupted. I just truly enjoy being home. Lori and I are sort of readjusting our life. Like, we actually don't have to get up and run to another banquet or give another speech or be at another rally, whatever it might be. It's nice to step away from the constant travel. I mean, I get home every weekend, and I can actually be home. The toughest part about the job and was most wearing at the end was I'd come back to Michigan and I was just never, never home. I would go 30 days without ever seeing my home. And I don't mind the travel out here. Jump on plane, I'm back. Come back, and I can actually be home. I usually get home Friday afternoon and come back Mondays. So it's really been a pretty nice break from the rat race I was in before.
We are speaking with former Congressman Bart Stupak, who joins us here this morning. You know, obviously, and I'm sure you've been asked this a lot over the last several months now, but when you take a look back at your tenure in the House, I mean, what are some of the things that jump out at you? Some of the things that when you think back and you go, boy, I'm really glad I was able to be a part of blank. What are some of the things that jump out at you?
Well, there's no doubt. I truly enjoyed all my time as chairman and also a member of the Oversight and Investigations Committee. Anything that's happening right now, I probably can tell you which way it's going to go, how it's going to turn out. Here's the pitfalls of this investigation or what's going on. I truly enjoyed the health care debate. It's a momentous piece of legislation that we were able to pass and play a significant role in. Whatever it is, I mean, the Libya, I mean, this whole deal reminds me of Kosovo, where it was an air war. And the no-fly zone, it's whatever's happening in Washington, I've seen it. I can just about tell you where it's going to go.
Yeah, been there, done that is kind of a certain part of it. But that's also why you're doing what you're doing now, working with the young people that are in these political science and political study centers. What is your impression of the people, the young people that you're working with? These are the political future of our country and of the world. What is your impression with the students and folks you're working with now?
Well, whether it's at Northern Michigan or here out at Harvard, they're smart, they're inquisitive, they ask tough questions. I thought it'd be a piece of cake just to go into a classroom and say, here it is. These young students ask tough questions, like, what were you thinking here? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's pretty good. In fact, Friday, I look forward to it. I'm actually, my video will direct me in. I'm going to, from Harvard, I'll be doing a class for David Haynes at Northern Michigan University.
Oh, okay.
So we're still tying in with young people, no matter where they are, whether they're in Marquette or out here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. But I just find the students exciting. They really give you a lot of energy. Last night I got done at, 10 o'clock last night. But just about every night out here at Harvard, they have a forum, John F. Kennedy Jr. Forum. Last night it was on Libya, and we had the former Libyan ambassador for Gaddafi, who was one of the first Libyan leaders to switch over and say, I'm no longer supporting the Gaddafi government. I'm with the rebels, if you will. And so they bring in speakers like that. It's usually a very interesting evening. And then you sit back after. I'm usually invited to small dinners or receptions after, and you really have very intense, in-depth conversations with these political and governmental leaders from around the world. In Congress, you never really had time to do that. It seemed like you were jumping from issue to issue. Out here, you certainly have more time to get to know people and a greater depth and knowledge of the issues.